I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Next week, a documentary called Searching for Sugar Man will be in theaters around the country. It tells the amazing story of Sixto Rodriguez, a Detroit musician who recorded one album back in 1970. Rodriguez, as he's known, was soulful, had a unique voice, and an outspoken songwriting style. But that album, which is called Cold Fact, didn't sell well at all. His label dropped him, and Rodriguez never got a decent taste of stardom, at least not here in America. But in South Africa, well, that's a different story. Listen to this excerpt from the documentary featuring Steven Seigerman, a record shop owner in Cape Town.
In the mid-70s, if you walked into a random white liberal middle-class household that had a turntable and a pile of pop records, and if you flipped through the records, you would always see Abbey Road by the Beatles, you would always see Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon & Garfunkel, and you would always see Cold Fact by Rodriguez. To us, it was one of the most famous records of all time. The message it had was, be anti-establishment. And the one song's called the Anti-Establishment Blues. We didn't know what the word anti-establishment was until it cropped up on a Rodriguez song. And then we found out it's okay to protest against your society, to be angry with your society.
I woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues.
Sometimes in life you do get a second chance, and Rodriguez has gotten one. Rodriguez joins us from New York City. Searching for Sugar Man, Rodriguez, the documentary is all about what happened to you. Give me a brief recap of what did happen to your career. At one point you were regarded as one of the finest artists of your time.
Well, Michael Werman, thanks for having me. And I recorded for Sussex Records in 69 and 70. And I had two album releases. And then it didn't go anywhere. So in like 73, I left the music scene and I went back to work. What kind of work I did was hard labor, demolition of renovations of buildings and homes and residents. And I did that for up until like 98.
But your fans, there were a few of them, they didn't know where you had gone. Some thought you had died, an unsubstantiated story even developed that you had committed suicide on stage. When were you kind of rediscovered, shall we say?
Sugar Seigerman came to Detroit from New York and showed me a CD in 96 and told me about this fan base, quote-unquote fan base I had in South Africa. And so he encouraged me to go there.
What did you think when he shows up and says, by the way, you know, you got tons of fans in another part of the world?
Well, to see a visual exhibit A, a CD, and it was from overseas. See, just alone that it was a CD in that format, that was wow. Here's this product here. So in '98, I went there and I played to 5,000 seaters in six concerts. And so it was an epic.
I assume you played Sugar Man when you were in South Africa.
Oh yeah, that's a quote unquote signature song, you know.
Well, let's take a listen to it, because it is one of your best-known songs, and it is the source of the film's title.
Sugar Man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry. Jumpers, Coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear.
Sugar Man, one of the best-known tunes by singer Rodriguez. Now, Rodriguez, we should say that the social and political context of Detroit, where you came out of and that had been giving you songs, kind of mirrored in some ways the same environment in South Africa. There it was institutionalized racism, but the parallels were strong enough that when South Africans heard your music, it must have really resonated with them.
Well, government oppression, conscription. My fan base are Afrikaans, and I met my audience in '98, and a lot of musicians, a lot of soldiers. One particular incident I'd like to describe is that One soldier said, "We made love to music. We made war to music." Mm-hmm. I describe myself as a musical political, and so I have to speak to that.
When you were writing these songs, though, mm-hmm. your inspiration came out of a different set of political circumstances. But then you go to South Africa, and your music is kind of in the context of a completely different political situation. What was that like
yes.
for you, understanding that your music could serve two worlds, if you wish?
Well, the protest song is a genre of music as I chose to as a vehicle to express some of these scenes that I witnessed. And also, I Am a Rock by Paul Simon, Bob Dylan's Masters of War, Ohio, Neil Young's Ohio. They also took that its protest to a higher degree than I did. So these kinds of questions are still up, and they're current. I know I belong to the old century, but I do consider myself contemporary.
Now, Malik Benjelloul is a filmmaker
yes.
who came upon your story when he was in Cape Town 6 years ago. I mean, if he hadn't tracked you down, we probably wouldn't be speaking with you right now, would we?
That's probably very true. Malik Benjelloul is pretty amazing as a self-made film director. And he and a small crew of staff put this thing together. And so, yes, you're right, absolutely.
So you've got this great documentary about you, Searching for Sugar Man, that's out soon, next week. A new recording mm-hmm. of your best old songs also comes out as part of the soundtrack to the documentary. International news media like us are paying attention to you. What does it feel like? Is it like a second life for you?
Oh, very much so. It's quite an amazing from here to there jump.
Well, I got to say, perhaps the best thing of all, Rodriguez, is that this renewed attention to your music has prompted the re-release of the songs from Cold Fact, as well as new recordings you've made, all as part of the soundtrack to Searching for Sugar Man, and I love the music. Rodriguez, great to meet you, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak?
And you can see a preview for the film at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
And you claim you got something going, something you call unique, but I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks.